Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Greenpanel Industries Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Greenpanel Industries Limited's Q1 FY24 conference call. We have with us today Mr. Shobhan Mittal, Managing Director, and Mr. V. Venkatramani, CFO. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. A detailed statement in this regard is available in the results presentation that was sent to you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Shobhan Mittal to begin the proceedings of the call. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishab. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss Greenpanel's operating and financial performance for quarter one FY24. MDF gross margins improved by 368 basis points over the sequential quarter. Sales volumes were lower during the quarter due to maintenance shutdown of Rudrapur plant for 19 days during April. We have taken corrective measures to increase volumes in future quarters. MDF EBITDA margins at 20.4% were impacted by maintenance shutdown of Rudrapur plant for 19 days, higher brand spends at rupees 14.9 crores, which equates to 3.9% of sales, increase in wood and core veneer prices. We suffered a volume loss of approximately 6,000 cubic meters due to the maintenance shutdown at Rudrapur MDF plant in April. Due to this, there was a volume degrowth as compared to the year-on-year and sequential quarters. The reasons for fall in profits at PBT level as compared to the year-on-year quarter may be attributed to increase in brand spend to about 8.8 crores, loss of production and sales volume due to maintenance shutdown at Rudrapur plant, which led to volume loss of 6,000 cubic meters, and profit impact of rupees 6 crores. One-time repair cost at Rudrapur plant, rupees 7 crores, and steep fall in export realizations and increase in raw material costs. Plywood volumes were lower both sequentially and year-on-year, and operating margins at 5.9% were impacted by lower volumes and increase in wood costs. Post-tax profits for the quarter were lower by 52% at rupees 37.26 crores as compared to 77.6 crores in quarter one FY23. Net working capital at 27 days has shown an increase of 11 days due to increase in wood inventories in preparation for the monsoon season. Net debt stood at negative rupees 165 crores as of 30th June 2023. We paid rupees 16 crores towards the MDF expansion project during quarter one, aggregating to rupees 66 crores as on date. Mr. Venkatramani will now run you through the financials in greater detail, post which we will have the Q&A session. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I thank you for joining us to discuss the Q1 FY24 financial performance of Greenpanel Industries. Net sales during quarter one was 385.16 crores compared to 462.75 crores during the year-on-year period. MDF sales fell by 13% at rupees 340.17 crores and contributed 88% of the top line. MDF export volumes stood at 27,430 cubic meters. Domestic volumes were 88,368 cubic meters, and overall MDF volumes were 115,798 cubic meters. MDF domestic revenues were 290.95 crores, while exports contributed rupees 49.22 crores. Domestic realizations were lower by 1.26% at 32,925 per cubic meter, while export realizations were lower by 25.05% at 17,945 per cubic meter. Blended MDF realizations were lower by 6.28% at 29,376 per cubic meter. Uttarakhand MDF operated at 69%, and Andhra plant operated at 76% with blended capacity utilization at 74% on capacity of 660,000 cubic meters. Plant sales had degrowth of 37% at rupees 44.99 crores. Plywood sales volume were lower by 37.1% at 1.58 million square meters, and the unit operated at 58% during the quarter. Plywood sales utilization were up by 1.1% at rupees 285 per square meter. In Q1, gross margins at 58.1% increased by 368 bps sequentially and fell by 343 bps year on year. EBITDA margins were down by 1126 basis points at 18.7% due to the reasons mentioned by Mr. Mittal earlier in the call. EBITDA stood at rupees 72.16 crores. PAT was lower by 52% at rupees 37.26 crores. Gross debt to equity ratio stands at 0.13 as on 30th June 2023 compared to 0.20 as on 30th June 2022. Net debt as on 30th June 2023 stood at negative rupees 165 crores. That concludes my presentation. Please open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Harsh Shah from Dalal & Broacha Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my side. Firstly, any color on the gross margin expansion that you've seen sequentially, and related to that, how should we look at the gross margin in the coming quarters, considering the fact that the timber prices are on a rise?
Okay. So I think, you know, gross margins should be at this level, you know, provided the mix of domestic and exports remains the same. And we could see a fall, you know, if there is a steep increase in the export volumes.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, sir. You're not audible.
Harsh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yes.
So two reasons. One, I said gross margins are more or less likely to remain at this level of 58.1% for the company as a whole and 59.6% for the India segment, provided there's no major change in the domestic export ratio.
Okay. And any sort of EBITDA margin guidance you would like to give for the MDF segment for the whole year?
Yeah, we have already given guidance of 23% to 25% for the MDF division. And at this moment, we are fairly confident of achieving that guidance.
Okay, and just last one question. How is the demand shaping up for MDF in the domestic market?
Shobhanji, can you take that?
Yeah, but of course, there is some pressure on the demand side. Well, I won't say that the market is, the demand is under pressure. The market is growing as per the historical industry norms. Of course, there is added pressure of additional supplies that have come in, and import prices have fallen, which has resulted in additional imports coming in. But we don't foresee, you know, this to be very long-lasting, and we are quite confident of achieving at this point of time, the growth numbers that we have had initially projected and the margins that we had initially projected.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Lord. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Leeladhar. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So I have a few questions. So the first related to your maintenance shutdown. Is it just in a one-off or regular yearly maintenance shutdown happened in the company?
No, this is a one-off because basically, this was a long-term wear part of the press that had to be changed, which was planned for the longest time. This has been changed for the first time since the plant has been operational for almost 14 years. So this was a one-off, and it's not a regular occurrence.
Okay. And secondly, on the inventory days, as in the press release PPT, you had mentioned because to maintain the timber, before the monsoon. So is it because of the timber prices or the availability of a timber is one of the challenge? This is the reason why you had increased your inventory?
It's a mix of both. Timber availability has been a little muted over the past couple of months. And keeping in mind the approaching monsoons, which generally tends to be a low harvest season for the timber, is the reason why the company has chosen to build up inventories. But this happens on a yearly basis. We pre-plan the lack of availability during monsoons and increase our inventories accordingly, the raw material inventories.
So is there any increase in the prices, timber prices, in the last quarter or the current quarter?
Yes, as Mr. Venkat and our comments have mentioned, that there has been a price increase in the timber price, in the timber, across the segment, across all segments.
Any number if you can give, like how much it has increased?
Venkat, do you have that?
As compared to the quarter four, Q1 prices were higher by about 2% at Uttarakhand and 3% at Andhra Pradesh.
Okay, and that prices you maintaining right now or it's on the higher side?
So Rudrapur prices are stable, north prices are stable, but again in the first quarter, Andhra prices are risen by I think excess of about 10%.
Okay. And the clarification on the promotion expenses, they are also, you had mentioned there is a good improvement happened. So in the past, I had seen that's a quarterly run rate of a 5-6 odd crore, but now it's an around 15 odd crore. Is it one-off something there you had or wanted to carry on like this run rate?
See, I would not say it's one-off, because we will be doing branding activities regularly. But definitely, yes, compared to our yearly target of brand expenditure between 2 to 2.5% of revenue, in this quarter, the spend was about 4% of revenue.
And that is primarily on account of the IPL sponsorship and the TV campaign that we engaged in. However, this cost will of course aggregate over 4 quarters, whereas the TV campaign will generally be twice a year. So the cost gets divided over the 4 quarters eventually.
Okay. And the last questions are related to the realization on the domestic side. There are a lot of capacities are planned for this year. So how you are looking at this realization, domestic realization to shape up in the year?
I would say, we are confident of maintaining our margins. The company is targeting certain segments where realizations would be lower, but would then in turn get compensated by the additional volumes that we would generate. There will be certain segments where realization would come under pressure. However, the majority of the sales in the retail segment where the company is currently engaged in, over there, we are not seeing a major challenge of realization at this point of time.
Great. Thank you, sir. I'll come in queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to answer queries from all participants, please restrict your questions to two at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. We'll take our next question from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, as we have seen, you know, in Q1, the demand has been muted and new capacities are also coming up. So would you like to revise your target of volume growth downwards what you were expecting earlier?
At this point of time, as we mentioned and Mr. Venkat has said, that we are confident of achieving the initial guidance that we have mentioned, both on account of volume growth as well as the margins. So we like to maintain that for the time being.
Okay, understood. As we heard that, you know, the export prices will increase from Q2, so should we expect the mix to change more towards exporting quarter two onwards?
No, we could possibly, you know, be targeting a greater volume from the domestic segment.
Okay, got it. And what sort of timber inventory you have right now?
Excuse me?
Timber inventory.
Timber inventory across both the plants put together, I think approximately about 90,000 tons.
That would be roughly, that would be roughly for about 15 to 20 days of production.
Okay. It would be higher for Uttarakhand plant. So Uttarakhand plant would probably be around 1 month. And Andhra would be about 3 weeks.
Okay, got it. One last question from my side. As we are seeing new capacity coming up and the import is also picking up, should we expect the realization to correct at this point of time?
I think the pressure of pricing on account of imports is on the OEMs and the large consumer segments who are direct importers. On the retail side, at this point of time, we are not seeing any substantial pressure on account of realizations. So they are being maintained. Yes, on the OEM side, there have been pressure on realizations, and also the same is applicable to the export market as well, because overall international pricing has come down, which is reflected in the realizations.
Okay. Anything you would like
Mr.
to comment?
Mr. Lahoti, I request you to join back the queue, sir.
Yeah, sure. I'll come back. Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Richa from Equity Master. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my question is on the realizations again. In the domestic mix, I think the share of value-added products has gone up decently, and yet our domestic realizations have kind of calmed down. So two questions. I mean, despite the value-added product share going up, what kind of expansion do you see in margins, if at all? And second, what kind of margin difference exists between value-added products versus non-value-added, if you could give us some kind of range? So my question is again on realizations. In the domestic segment, the share of value-added products has gone up, and yet there is some kind of compression on the realization. So I just wanted to understand that, you know, what kind of improvement do you expect in realizations with the target of, you know, 65% kind of value-added product mix? And second is, what kind of margin difference, if you could give us some kind of range between value-added and non-value-added products?
See, like you mentioned, we will be targeting greater volume from the domestic markets, and also, you know, targeting segments which traditionally have contributed a lower realization. So there could be changes in the realization in the succeeding quarters. But what we are targeting is, in spite of also having volume with lower realization, we would be able to achieve the margin guidance with the higher operational leverage. Regarding the mix of value-added products, it has gone up in this quarter. So if we look at both Q1 and Q4 of last year, Q1, I think in volume terms, mix of value-added products was 49%, and in Q4, it was 51%, whereas the mix of value-added products is 54% in this quarter. So we will be targeting growth in the mix of value-added products over the current year and the next financial year so that we can achieve the target of 65% for value-added products over the medium term.
Okay. And sir, there was a note on some kind of tax rate shifting. So could you give us a sense of what kind of effective tax rate do you expect in the coming years?
We expect an effective tax rate of 25% for the current year.
25%. Okay. And sir, what is the funding mix for this 6 billion CapEx, and how much of it has already been incurred?
So we have spent approximately 67 crores till date, and we have not taken any borrowings as yet. So all the payments have been made from internal accruals. Overall, for this 600 crores CapEx, we are targeting borrowing of around 260 crores and the balance from internal accruals.
Okay. Thank you so much for all the response. All the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nikhil Agrawal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted a clarification regarding the timber prices in the Andhra plant. You did not get the number during the current quarter. What has the increase been?
Okay. So for Q1, as compared to Q4 last year, prices at the north plant have gone up by 2% and the south plant by 3%. During the current month, Rudrapur has seen a slight reduction, whereas Andhra, the price change has been over 10%.
10%?
That's correct.
10% increase, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, any price hikes are you planning to take because of this increase in the timber cost?
No, we are not seeing any price hikes currently. So we are targeting to make up this cost increase with additional volumes in the domestic markets.
Got it. And sir, any guidance on the plywood segment? Your margins have improved quarter on quarter. So anything on that for the year?
I think we should be looking at the guidance that we have given during the Q4 con call: double-digit volume growth and 8%-10% operating margin.
Okay. Got it. And sir, just one last question. You're maintaining your margin guidance in the MDF segment for about 23%-25%. And again, this quarter, we saw a margin reduction quarter on quarter, and a bit because of the increased brand spend as well as due to the plant shutdown. So can we say that the margins have bottomed out in the MDF segment?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jignesh Kamani from GMO. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Nikhil. Just want to know, how is the price movement for the chemical segment, our chemical for us, and if you include both our timber and the chemicals? So together, how is the raw material cost movement in fourth quarter and first quarter?
Okay. We had seen a marginal reduction in Q1 as compared to Q4 of last year. But I think during the current month, we are seeing greater fall. So probably as compared to Q1, I think we'll have resin prices lower by 10% in this quarter.
So it's fair to assume that whatever the increase in the timber price is more than offset by the chemical price, and net-net on the raw material cost basket level, we are neutral?
No. Yeah, I think probably yes, because timber increase has happened primarily at Andhra, not in the north plant. So, and this resin price fall has happened across both the locations. Yeah, so net-net, we should be able to manage the cost.
Understood. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Falguni Dutta from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I just have one question. What is the share of OEM volumes in domestic volumes for us?
In the future, particularly for this quarter, I'll come back to you on that. But during the last financial year, so for Q4, I think the OEM mix was between 10%-12%. I'll check for the current quarter and come back to you.
Okay. 10%-12% of the domestic volumes, right?
That's.
10%-12% of total volumes?
No, domestic volume.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from me.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. What I wanted to just a clarification on the previous participant's question. You said 10%-12% of the domestic volume is OEM. Is that only the direct OEM you're talking about, or the sales through the distributor to the OEM?
No, the direct OEM sales from the company. Because as far as the dealer sales, as far as the dealer sales are concerned, we don't have the data for that.
But is it fair to say that, you know, the retail buying would be relatively small even now? Of course, it would have gone up over the last three, four years, but otherwise it would be still a product picked up by the fabricators or the furniture makers?
Yeah. As far as the, you know, consumption is concerned, it would primarily be the, you know, furniture fabricators, as compared to a pure residential play.
Got it. And just one more clarification, you know, with respect to the, I think, Shobhan, you talked about direct importers, where there is a, you know, price reduction. So can you elaborate a bit in terms of how you segregate this, into, various buckets in terms of imports, in terms of the parties who are importing or the, you know, thick or thin, MDF boards or plain or value-added or prelam boards?
There's very clear information available as to who the primary importers are. Our target, of course, there are two segments of importers. One, who are importing and retailing in the local markets that they are based in. And two, which are the basically the OEMs who are large enough to import themselves and consume. So there are two segments of imports. Majority of this is in the thick MDF segment. Of course, we do not target, from a point of competition, we do not target, you know, selling to people who are retailing or who are trading the material. But people who are importing and consuming are now being targeted as possible customers, because that segment will not disturb our existing retail segment, where the prices would be higher. Because they are not, they're going to be processing the material and selling it further and not directly trading into the retail market.
Right. And I presume this is what you are saying when you are saying about domestic volume growth you're targeting to improve and, which will be coming at a lower price. Have I understood right?
Yes.
Could you elaborate, what would be the price difference and the margin difference here?
Depending on the location of the market, whether it's North India or West India, it could be anywhere between 5%-10%.
Right. But commensurate, there will be some costs, savings as well, right? With respect to distribution-related costs. Is that fair?
Yes. So we have actually, we have launched a different category of product, which is priced at about 7 to 8% lower than a standard industrial grade product. But on that particular product, we are also managing to have savings to that tune by way of density reduction, because timber costs are higher, resin costs have corrected. So we are able to maintain the properties of the product by reducing the timber quantity and increasing the resin content. And hence, net-net we are saving, which we are passing it on to this segment, which is helping us compete at still decent margins with the imports.
Got it. Got it. And just to clarify, you're saying 23 to 25% margin for MDF segment for the full year. Have I understood right?
Yes.
And in terms of the volume growth, 12 to 15%.
That's right.
Got it. Got it. This is very helpful. So thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. My first question pertains to on the volume growth 12 to 15%. Could you suggest this could be more back-ended or even September quarter, you are looking at a positive number in terms of volume growth?
So I think this would be gradual over the 3 quarters. We are not going to see a very substantial growth in the next quarter, but it would average out over the next 3 quarters and the end result, because we've just taken traction in this OEM segment which is import dominated, and because most of these consumers because imports have a longer lead time, hence they already have inventories and planned orders for the next 1 to 2 months. Hence, taking traction in the segment will take that much time. So I would say that we'll start seeing the effect of this, towards the end of quarter two and towards the subsequent quarters. So this would get evened out over the next, 3 quarters in a gradually increasing manner.
Okay, and then 2 follow-up questions on the same. So, the second half number would primarily mean that you would be growing more than 20% sort of on a year-on-year basis. And second, what is your desirable OEM mix and volume you're looking at, say, FY25?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Second question is on the OEM and retail sales. So what is the makeup you're looking at for FY25 once this OEM penetration stabilizes?
For FY25?
So whenever FY24 or FY25, I believe you are saying that you have just started to accelerate on the OEM side. So, you have been more retail focused so far.
Yes. So we are confident that this segment could contribute up to 8 to 10,000 cubic meters of sales on a monthly basis.
Okay. 8 to 10,000. This is a sustainable number you are looking at.
Sorry, I can't hear you very clearly.
So 8 to 10 around, 1,20,000 sort of a number you're looking at on a full year basis, right?
Yes, correct. You see, of course, as a company, our objective is always to sell to the most lucrative segment where the price realizations are higher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the company's capacity, we mark out segments which are the most lucrative. Of course, at this point of time, that is a retail segment. As and when, capacities are getting limited or, the demand in a certain segment starts picking up, then we reallocate our selling capacities to those more lucrative segments. But at this point of time, given the situation that the new plant is coming up, I think we are quite confident that we will continue to cater to this segment, and gradually we will reach that number of 8 to 10,000 cubic meters per month from the segment.
Okay. So that would be around close to 15-20% of the total volumes you are targeting from the OEMs. Okay. And second question is in terms of margins for the OEM, how would it be different compared to your retail margins?
So, as I just said earlier, depending on the location and depending on the on the market. I think pricing in this segment is about 5 to 10% lower. However, we are catering to this segment with a lower cost product at our end, which we have recently launched as well, which recovers some of that benefit that we pass on to the OEMs. At the same time, there is also a good value mix within these OEMs, you know, because some of them, for example, are consuming the higher grade product, which is a club grade product, which is a value added product for us, which contributes to higher margins as well.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of...
Before we take the next question, so in response to an earlier question, I would like to inform that the mix of OEM was 12% of the domestic volumes in this quarter.
Thank you, sir. Should we move on to the next question?
Yes, sir. Please.
Thank you. We have a question from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Liladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the follow-up question. So, is there any impact on the the rain or the flood in the North India to your timber procurement or in any of the plant?
No, I have not heard about any major impact of floods on raw material procurement. But yes, there was some disturbance the month of July due to the, what do they call it exactly? People going out for pouring water into the Ganges, what they call the covered, So there was a disturbance in transportation of finished goods during the current month, but we did not face any major impact of the floods.
Okay. Second questions are related to the logistic expenses. They are also increased to around 5-5.5% of the sales. So is these numbers to maintain for an entire year? Because they are also, previously it was in the range of around 4.6% of the sales. So why is it has an increase, or is this continue for the rest of the year?
Okay. As we had mentioned earlier during the call, the Uttarakhand plant was shut for about 19 days during April. And we tried to make up some of the losses from the south plant. So, places like Delhi, UP were catered to from the south plant, which resulted in a substantial increase in freight costs. So now that things are back to normal, I think, we should be seeing a lower freight cost in succeeding quarters.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you for taking my questions. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Utkarsh Somaya. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to confirm the guidance. You said you'll do a 15% volume growth in MDF and around a 10 to 12% growth in plywood, right?
Yeah, we had said 10% growth in plywood and a 12 to 15% growth in MDF.
So assuming last year's growth was 1700, last year's revenue was 1780 crores, so this growth guidance turns out to be 2000 crores, 2030 crores. So does that sound like a fair...
See, I would not like to comment on the value figure right now, because like we mentioned earlier in the call that we will also be catering, to OEMs with, lower value product. So it's difficult to give an exact number, but I think we will probably be somewhere between we should be somewhere around 1950 crores.
So by that, we have done 380 crores this quarter, so we would have to maintain a run rate of 550 crores per quarter for the next three quarters to meet that approximately 2000 crore number, and we've never done 550 crores ever historically. So does that seem to be plausible?
Yeah, we, like I mentioned, we are looking at, and what we also mentioned was that, you know, the maintenance shutdown at the Uttarakhand plant also had an impact on the dispatches for the quarter. So, yes, we are targeting that revenue guidance we had given in Q4.
Okay, so the next three quarters will be record quarters for the company in terms of revenue.
It may not be, you know, every quarter may not be, you know, equally similar.
So
but
in that case, we will have to do more than
that. But we could see a significant improvement in the figures starting from the second quarter.
Okay. And one more question regarding the market scenario. From whatever we are hearing from other competitors and distributors, there has been pressure in pricing in the market, which is not expected to improve anytime soon. So do you still stick by your comment that things have bottomed out?
Yeah. Like we mentioned earlier in the call, no, if we did not feel that things have bottomed up, we would not have maintained the revenue and the margin guidance.
Sir, I get that, but when things were going very good 12 months back, there was no indication from you that this would happen, and our profits have halved since a year. So that's why I'm just trying to be, is this a conservative guidance you're giving? Is it more optimistic? Oh, I mean, because investors have...
Is it optimistic nor conservative? I think what we are giving is a guidance which we feel is appropriate at this point of time.
Okay, so best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Karan Batalia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Yes,
we did mention on the sequential cost escalation in timber in north and south. So also, can you give us the percentage cost escalation on a YOY basis?
Sure. So if you look at Q1 FY23, north plant was around 4.9 and south plant was around 3.06. And in the current quarter, north plant was 5.68 and south plant was 3.98.
Okay. Okay. And sir, how do you see exports you know, keeping for the current year? Because we'll be also launching his, so we've also launched a new brand for OEMs, which will be at 7 to 10% cheaper. So, correct to assume exports will kind of come down slightly compared to the earlier estimates?
Yes, you can assume that because we are curtailing because of the pricing pressure in the foreign markets. We are curtailing export volumes. You know, we are letting go of orders which are not suitable to us in terms of profitability and cost. And hence, but at the same time, reallocating that capacity to sort of, let's say, higher realizing OEM sales in the domestic market.
Right, right. So that will be a better proposition compared to export UP.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, in the export market, at this point of time, this lower density product is not being offered because that is... at this point of time, not at par with the other products available in the market.
Right, 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 right. I have one more question. Can I ask or I'll get the queue?
Please. Please ask.
Sir, we'll be launching the thin MDF from the AP plant next year. So how different is the realization and margin compared to the thick MDF as of now? That's it.
And I won't say the realizations are very different. They would be similar. Realization per cubic meter would be higher, but also the cost to produce per cubic meter would be higher. What that would allow us to do is to tap into a large segment of the market that we are currently not catering to from the south plant, because thin MDF constitutes almost 35 to 40% of the total MDF consumption.
On to the next question from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. Sir, just a clarification on the resin prices in Q1, which had fallen down by 10%.
No, no. In Q1, the fall was about 2 to 3%. But I said in the current month, we have seen a fall of about 10% as compared to Q1.
Okay. And Q1, it was 2 to 3% quarter on quarter, right?
Q1 as compared to Q4.
Okay, okay. Got it. And so what would be the domestic export mix in the quarter? I think I missed out. In Q1.
In Q1, it was 76% domestic and 24% exports.
Okay. And the OEM mix in FY23 sales?
In FY23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One. So for the full year it was 12.6%.
12.6%.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. That's it for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have a question from the line of Kushagra from Old Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and apologies for the earlier non-response. One question, just to understand the industrial grade the OEM thing which you're highlighting. At this point of time, if you can give some color of how industrial grade prices have trended in first quarter, and also how different is the cost of industrial grade for CBM versus exports, which you mentioned in the past at around 17,500 for CBM. And when the OEM sales will pick up, what percentage of OEM sales would be industrial grade for you?
So, the cost of...
Please go ahead.
Sorry.
I'll just add one thing. So, in quarter one, the mix of industrial was 46% of the domestic volumes and value-added products was 54% of the domestic volumes. Please go ahead.
So, coming to your question, the cost of the export material as opposed to the industrial grade material is not very different. The difference is, of course, that realizations in the export market is lower than that of the domestic grade. The commercial grade that we have launched is, like I mentioned earlier, about 7 to 8% lower in terms of pricing, but that is also compensated by a lower production cost due to lower density of the product itself. Sorry, what was the last part of your question? Can you repeat that again?
What percentage of OEM sales you're planning would be just industrial grade versus value added, which is 46-54 at this point of time for domestic, but for OEMs, could there would be 80-20, 90-10, 70-30, just trying to...
I would say OEM segment would be a very a much higher share of the industrial or the commercial grade, the lower density product. I would say to the tune of almost 75-80%.
Sure, got it. Thanks and all the rest.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Utkarsh Somaya. Please go ahead.
So what is the operating cash flow for this quarter?
Yes, sir. Balance sheet.
It was 63 crores, before working capital changes. And we invested about 52 crores in working capital during the quarter.
Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, last quarter it was 95 crores, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think last quarter the same was 95 crores, right?
One sec. No, last quarter was about 53 crores.
What is the sustainable number we should go with, quarterly operating cash flow?
See, I think we should be targeting approximately about 70 to 75 crores.
Okay. And sir, your new capex of 600 crores, how much revenue that can generate incrementally?
So initially, you know, when we start the plant, it would probably have an asset turn of 1:1. And then as the mix of value-added products improves, we should be targeting somewhere between 1.3 to 1.4, asset turn of 1.3 to 1.4.
So with the entire capacity, what will be your peak revenue?
Somewhere around 800 to 850 crores.
Okay, no, peak revenue as in including your current 660,000 cubic meters.
It's very difficult, you know, because it would also depend upon the mix of domestic and exports.
Just a ballpark, nothing specific, like a range.
So, say about 3,000 crores for the MDF segment.
Okay, plywood remains the same, right?
Yeah, plywood at peak should probably be around 270, 280 crores.
Okay. And your EBITDA margins right now, which you're guiding for 23-24%, so post-expansion, do you expect any operating leverage to kick in plus value addition to go up and hence margins to increase?
That will happen, you know, only when optimum capacity utilization is achieved and we have a normal mix of domestic and exports. But yes, when we start the capacity next year, so we'll have a truncated year and, you know, also capacity utilization will not be anywhere close to optimum. So, yes, that will have a significant impact on the operating margin.
So, can we assume over long periods, 25% will be a steady state margin? I mean, some quarters it can be up, some it can be down. But 25% is a fair?
Yes, steady state should be around 25-26.
Okay. And so one more question. You had once mentioned that you may want to enter some new product line other than MDF, which you said it's too early to disclose. So anything on that?
No, nothing currently.
But are there talks going on within the management and within the board that to explore anything other than MDF?
Yeah, we are always exploring opportunities both within MDF and new products. So, you know, that's not closed at any point of time, but we are nowhere close to making a final decision at this point of time.
Okay. So, sir, but FY26-27, I guess you'll have probably 500 crores of cash flow per year, which is a big number. So, that's why I was asking.
No, so that's also, you know, significantly far from where we are today. So I think, yes, we'll definitely be looking at expansions over the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sanjeev Goswami from Fractal Capital Investments LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Goswami. Can you use your handset mode, please? Your voice is cracking.
Yeah, is it better?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I understand that you had a maintenance shutdown at the Rudrapur plant for 19 days. And we also mentioned that there was a loss of sales volume of 6,000 tons because of that. But if I look at your production number, that seems to be higher than your sales number of almost 6,000 tons. So how do you explain that? Because when you say that it's shutdown, you have a production plan to ensure that sales does not go down. But you're still producing more than your sales.
Yeah, I'll explain that. So we had about 5,000 cubic meters stuck at port, you know, because of delay in arrival of the ship.
Okay. And sir, can you also give some scenario in terms of what's really happening with the imports? If I'm seeing the imports volume for last 3 months, at least they flattened at around 45,000. But the import realizations have still gone down slightly over the last 3 months. So where do you see the imports actually happening?
So I think imports, yes, they are sort of stable at this price, price and at this quantity at this point of time. We don't foresee this to increase dramatically. I think these are already at a peak. If supplies to India are highly dependent on international pricing of their other lucrative markets, but I don't foresee that import quantities would substantially rise beyond what we are seeing at this point of time. In fact, with the corrective measures that the domestic industry is taking, for example, as I mentioned, we are now targeting certain OEMs who are dependent on imports by way of new product offerings, of course at competitive prices. We could see a slight reduction from this point on, post the material that is already in pipeline and the orders that are in pipeline have been exhausted.
Right. So second question is actually on the sales guidance that you have given. If I look at next 9 months, you'll have to go at almost 18.5% to achieve the target of 12% full year volume guidance that you have for MDS. How much of it is driven by the industry growth and how much is driven by the fact that we're getting into new initiatives like OEMs or increase the market share? How much do you attribute to the industry part of it, sir?
It's hard to pin a number to it at this point of time. I think, as I mentioned, going forward, we should look at a 8 to 10,000 cubic meter additional sale coming from the OEM segment. And then the balance would be from the regular industry.
And how big is the OEM segment right now for the industry as a whole?
When you say how big, it means in terms of consumption?
Yes, in terms of consumption.
Well, it's a very difficult number to say, but because, there are hundreds of OEMs, some of them doing 100 cubic meters a month, some, the largest ones going up to 2,000, 2,500 cubic meters a month. So, given the entire universe, we are targeting a very small number from this segment.
Okay. So, your business projections are more driven by the OEM discussions that you're having rather than what share of market that you want to take?
It's a mix of both. We are expecting to ride on the industry growth as well as get additional sales from the OEM segment.
Great. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining this call. We look forward to speaking to you over the next quarter. And if anyone has further queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Green Panel Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.